My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to build a defensible moat around your income. So let's define what defensible moat means first, and then I'll kick it over to you, Neil. So Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, Berkshire Hathaway founders, they always talk about loving to invest in a business that has a moat. So for example, when they invested in Coca-Cola back in the day, one of their most defensible moats is their brand. Same thing with See's Candies, because even if inflation's going up, I mean, they can continually increase their prices because, you know, people love their brand and the quality is extremely high, right? So your moat can be the network effects that you have. So it could be like a Facebook or a WhatsApp or an Instagram type of business. It could be, you know, again, talking about your brand. So there's a lot of different examples. And Neil and I will talk about how you can build a defensible moat around your income, because you do not want to be beholden to just one income stream, or else if you lose it, you're kind of shit out of luck.
You know, over the years is moats are harder and harder to build. It used to be like technology could separate you, but these days anyone can copy technology. The biggest thing that I've seen help really strong moats is brands. Whether it's a corporate brand or a personal brand, it's probably the strongest moat I've seen in a very long time. And brands tend to be pretty resilient compared to the competition.
Yep. So the key thing there is, so we got brand, and brands obviously take a long time to build. And I think it's a really, you know, a lot more people are saying it now, right? We've talked about the one-man media company. You know, you can start blogging, whatever you're good at, start Twitter, start on podcast, start on video. But the key thing is you can start that way. But also brand can be the quality of your product too, right? So, or you can also be the first mover. So the quality of your product, again, See's Candies, Coca-Cola, I'm not sure if they're necessarily the best product. In my old days, I used to like Pepsi more, you know, depends, right? But if you're a first mover there, you can build that brand. But first, let's talk about how you can build a brand, and we'll talk about other ways, other examples of defensible moats. So Neil, do you want to continue on?
I think about branding, you know, as Eric mentioned, it takes a long time to build. I think about rule of seven. When someone sees or interacts with your brand seven times, that's when they become an evangelist and really get to understand the brand and become a loyal follower. The only real way to get someone to interact with you seven times is going omni-channel. Going live, using social media, tweeting, blogging, doing SEO, content marketing, you know, email marketing, push notifications, chatbots, like the list keeps going on and on. And I know you maybe feel overwhelmed with all these channels out there, but that's how you build a brand. And you can start small by just using a few channels and then eventually keep adding on more and more in the future.
Yeah. And because the context of this title is defensible moat around your income, I'm also going to talk about diversifying your income too, to protect you a little bit. So let's say you start out a consulting business first or an agency, and you're just helping people grow their business or doing web design, whatever it is exactly. Well, once you start to get that income up, let's say you're making 100, 200 grand or so, and your expenses are covered, you have to think about, okay, what else can I do potentially to help diversify, right? So let's use Neil as an example. He's got his agency, he's got Uber Suggest, he's got Crazy Egg, he's got a lot of different things going on, and he continues to build over there. He's got, you know, a lot of different other investments that we won't talk about here, but same thing with me too, right? If I think about it, I've got 8 or 9 different income streams right now. And so the important thing is, if one goes down, you have many other legs to stand on. So you got to think about, how else can you serve your customers? So for example, if we have an agency, it's like, okay, well, if we have a web dev team, can we build a specific product to serve a need that the market's looking for? And you can always survey your audience as well. This is why you should always build a brand and build an email list so you can hit them up and survey them. And then from there, you can decide to keep playing the game and you can keep building on it. Or if you're comfortable where you're at, that's completely fine. But I personally, I'm like, I get a little anxiety thinking I only have 1 or 2 income streams. I personally think if you have 3 or 4 at the very least, I can sleep a lot better.
Yeah. And, you know, you'll also find that you're not going to get them in one day. Just be patient. It takes time. Typically, it's funny when people start making money, they want to make it defensible. Also, as you expand, build that brand, and as time goes on, it also can more naturally happen. But at the beginning, when you start making good money, don't expect it to be defensible right away. It takes time to make it defensible, just like it takes you time to build up that income in the first place.
Yep. So I'm going to rattle off a couple of things you can do in terms of defensible moats, because we've talked mostly about brand and also diversifying, but there's a lot more, right? So switching costs. So for example, a phone services type of business, legally, at least in America, to cancel, you actually have to call the company to cancel, right? So that decreases churn a little bit, but also switching phone services is naturally hard to do. So that's going to make things a little tougher. And if you have regulatory protection as well, if the government's actually protecting your business, so actually that's kind of similar, but we're talking about if you're in the phone services business, you have the government kind of covering you a little bit, that's good, but you can't really rely on that. We talked about network effects, and then there's also other things that you can do around economies of scale, and then counter positioning, process power, things like that. So you should Google these things that I'm talking about, because this is a short episode, but that is it for today. Before we go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. We actually got a new offer for you to check out over there, but same link, go over there. We hope to see you at the virtual event and eventually the live events that we have coming. So that's it for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bededa. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.